Hi, you are listening to the Ricky Long podcast, and my name is Jessica McDonald. Ricky asked me to record a little introduction for the podcast, and of course I said yes, because I wanted to feel like a radio presenter, and this was my time to shine. My favourite time to listen to podcasts is when I'm driving. It's the best time for me to really take on board information and for me to not get overly distracted, other than, of course, to concentrate on the road and my driving. I first really remember a time with Ricky when we bonded over the growth of the trainer team on a Euro summit and found that we had lots in common. And that's when I decided, I like this Ricky Long guy. He's pretty cool. Anyway, I hope that you really enjoy this podcast. Have fun listening to it, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to the Ricky Long podcast.
And the one thing principle. Listen, the reason why I'm recording this is having just taken on and started a new program called Jump Restart. Doors are closed for that. This isn't the plug for Jump Restart in any way. One of the things we're taking him through is the one thing principle by Gary Keller. Can't remember how to pronounce his surname. Really good book, and when I was putting content together for the team who are doing Jump Restart, it just reminded me of how valuable this content and information is. And a lot of the things that I read, I was like, I'd forgot that, I knew that, but I'm not really applying it to my life. So that was over, the last 3 or 4 days. Since then, I've got the audiobook back out, and I've watched a few like summary videos. So I'm going to put the summary videos. There's a 6-minute one and there's like a 20-minute one. I'll put them in the show notes and you can have a watch. And I'm going to take you through 5 principles from the One Thing Principle by Gary Keller. I'm reading this out, so it might sound like a little bit weird. The One Thing Principle. If you could do just one thing to boost your productivity exponentially, can't say that word, would you? So if you could do one thing to boost your productivity, would you? Of course you would. The challenge is knowing what the one thing is. Until now, the one thing, the surprisingly simple truth behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller, walks us through how to find focus for our most important work, leading to more productivity, more satisfaction, and more results. As the first chapter in this book, oh my God, I've just got to tell you this, I've got to break off from what I've written down here. The first chapter is so good. Like, the first chapter itself is life-changing. The one thing is the best approach to getting what you want. And your one thing is... That's what you have to figure out. What is your one thing? After you sort through the lies, the 6 lies that you tell yourself, what stands between you and success, don't worry. The one thing will stare you right in the face and it will steer you in the right direction and help you put those lies to bed once and for all. The one thing that resonated most with me in the one thing is the big ideas. The big ideas are bite-sized actions that map out the path to discovering and living our own one thing. Here are the 5 most impactful productivity takeaways that I got from the book. And just before I go on, think about the one thing. What's the one thing you need to do today where if you do nothing else, the day is still a success? So if you write your to-do lists are never ending because your to-do list can always be added to. So instead of writing your to-do list, you should write your should-do list. What are the things I should do today to bring me forwards in my life, whether that's personal or professional development? I don't want to go off on a tangent there. And once you go from having a 15, 20 thing to-do list, you should now have a 4 or 5 thing should-do list. And then you can, will, must circle one thing in your should-do list where if you don't do the other 4 or 5 things on your should-do list, the day is still a success. So the 5 things in bullet point form. So number 1, go small. Number 2, time your task. Number 3, distraction undermines results. 4, don't fear failure. And 5, build one habit at a time. Number 1, go small. Shift your thinking. Rather than going big, go small. It's not about going all out. It's about being all in. Allow what matters most to drive your day. Doing the most important thing is always the most important thing. When put into practice, it revolutionizes how you invest your time. you got your big goal. Let's say you want to, you know, run a marathon, 26 miles, you know, it's 4.5 hours, 5 hours worth of running. It's a long way. Or if you kick that down the road a little bit and say, right, I want to run a marathon in 6 months, all you just divide 26 by 6 months or 6 months by 26 and realize, okay, at the end of month one, I need to be able to run 5 miles. At the end of month two, 10 miles, month three, 15 miles, month four, 20 miles, etc., etc. You can break these up and then you just focus on that one small thing. So if I have to run, you know, 5 miles by the end of this month, well, by the end of this week, I need to be able to run 1 mile. By the end of next week, it's 2 miles. So if I need to run 1 mile by the end of this week, perhaps today I'll run for, you know, 400 or 500 meters. And you break it up and you make things really, really small. Number two, time your task. Take the idea of investing your time is the most important thing. Just one step further and do what matters most first each day. It's about leveraging your willpower when it's at its strongest, and it's critical to your success. You will need willpower at full strength to ensure that when you're doing the right thing, you don't let anything distract you or steer you away from it. So time your tasks. This kind of leans on the principle Parkinson's law, which states that a task will take the amount of time you allow it to take. So if you want to tidy your house and you have 6 hours to do it, it'll take you 6 hours to do. If you want to tidy your house and you've got 6 minutes to do it, it will take you 6 minutes. Extreme analogy to prove my point. Time your task. So I'm recording this podcast. This is one of the things I used to do and I stopped doing. I'm recording this podcast. I've got my phone beside me and I've got a countdown timer on it. So I'm only allowing 25 minutes for this podcast. It'll probably take 25 minutes. What are we on now? Actually, it won't take 25 minutes, more than 6 minutes, and I'll time that task. After that, I've got something else to do. So I've got my should-do list, which I've already touched on, and I've written down beside that how long I'm allowing for each task. And during this time, I'm going to encroach on the next point. The next point is distraction undermines results. If you're not focused, you'll never maximize your productivity or your effectiveness or deliver your best results. The book... I'm going to say this, the book talks about multitasking and the fact that we can't multitask. We can only do one task at a time, and some people are good at doing one task and then quickly doing another task and then quickly shifting back to another task and then doing a brand new task. So the book talks about multitasking, and in the world of results, it will fail you every time. So tighten up and give what matters most in the moment and give it your undivided attention. So coming back to timing your task is, you know, breaking up with your phone, deleting your social media apps, put your phone in airplane mode so you can't be contacted, protect your time and minimize distractions. So Lindsay and I have a really, really good working relationship in the house. You know, we don't live in a big house, but we have that conversation every day and even in the evening before the next day is, what is your day tomorrow? So as I know, right, I'm recording a podcast at 9:30. She's recording a podcast at 10:30. So we know not to interrupt each other. And at the same time, I'm telling her, I am recording a podcast at 9:30. Do not talk to me during this time. She gets that. I get that. You can apply the same, you know, in the work environment as well. Point number four, don't fear failure. Failure is success. Fail your way to success. Failure is feedback. There's loads of sayings like that. I think this, I haven't written this down, but I want to say it was, and I don't even know who this is, I'm just remembering the name, like Robert Kennedy, said, only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. That is true. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of success. Like, did you know, like, James Dyson created, like, 5,000 vacuums before he hit on the one that has now become a household name? Like, we have a Dyson. My mum has a Dyson. My whole family has a Dyson, actually. I'm thinking of our family WhatsApp group. If you adopt a growth mindset, don't be afraid of where it can take you. Failure fuels success. So if you put a product together, if you put a personal training plan together, if you try and learn your Les Mills choreography, and you fail in teaching that choreography, you make a mistake. Well, that's feedback and how you learned it before, it didn't quite work. Or the feedback could be, you actually knew your choreography, you just got distracted in the class or something happened in the class, etc., etc. It's feedback. The only way to learn is to grow, improve, innovate, and I probably want to, you know, add on to that, you need to review and self-assess as well. Point number five, love this one. I'm in dangerous territory here of going on to another book, which I'll maybe do that next. Build one habit at a time. Point number five, build one habit at a time. The one thing tells us we don't need more discipline in our lives to achieve more. Let me say that again. The one thing tells us we don't need more discipline in our lives to achieve more. We just need to direct and manage it a little better. You're not a superhero, and you don't have to be one. You can't successfully develop more than one new habit at a time. So much like eating the elephant one bite at a time. So if I told you, like, you know, if you're a vegan here, just appreciate the analogy, not the sentiment. If I told you, like, everybody here has to eat an elephant, so one whole elephant you have to eat, how are you going to do it? One bite at a time, because you can't eat a whole elephant once. It's like, you know, seven ton? How heavy is an elephant? I'll Google that later. So you have to eat it one bite at a time. You want to run a marathon, it's not 26 miles, it's 1 mile at a time. When I go out for, you know, my big runs, my 20k runs, you know, 30k runs, I always do it in blocks of 20 minutes. So in my head, I'm doing it in blocks of 20 minutes. And actually what I do with those 20 minutes, I change what I'm listening to every 20 minutes. So it's this podcast, that podcast, this soundtrack, this playlist, maybe it's a little bit of silence, etc., etc. So it's one thing, one habit at a time. I went off on a tangent there. Eat an elephant one bite at a time. Be intentional in fully developing one new habit before you move on to the next. When you're looking to make changes to impact your productivity, that takes the pressure off. One habit at a time. Just take it one step, one habit at a time. If you have not read The One Thing by Gary Keller, I cannot recommend it highly enough. I make my personal clients read it. I make my business clients read it. I've advised just about everyone in my life to read this book. It's a really, really good book. In the show notes, I'm going to give you three links. So I'm going to give you a link to download it on Audible. If you don't have an Audible account, it's a free trial. You get one free book with your free trial. And I'll send you two YouTube links as well where you can watch like really good video book reviews on the book. And hopefully you can apply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these things that I've spoken about. So it's go small, time your task, distraction undermines results, don't fear failure, and build one habit at a time. What is the one thing you can do today where if you do nothing else, the day is still a success? That's the one thing. This is Ricky Long. Said it was going to be 25 minutes. My clock says I've got 13 minutes left, but I'm going to sign off now and take that 12 minutes that I have. Bank it, because time is the most valuable thing you will ever have. Cheers.
You are listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, where international fitness entrepreneur Ricky Long answers your questions and interviews fitness leaders on training, nutrition, and mindset. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes.
Hi, you are listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, and my name is Jessica McDonald.